وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic values pertaining to humanity and human being. And one of the great sources and ways to understand Islamic principles about humanity is by studying and analyzing the lifestyle and biography of the great personalities of Islam, starting from the Prophet of Islam to other following leaders from the pure progeny of his household. And in this episode and in the previous episode, we plan to go through a very good book in this regard, which is titled A 250-Year-Old Person by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. In this book, we have a thorough analysis of the life and legacy of great personalities of Islam. And in the previous episode, we were at the middle of the first chapter of this book pertaining to the Prophet of Islam. We said that according to the book and according to historical reports, the start of the mission of the Prophet was a very difficult job. Why? Because he was raised as a prophet among a people who would have different troubles in terms of the social justice, in terms of personal conduct, in terms of family values and other things. So, for example, some of the things that they had was extreme injustice that was going on there. At that time, there was no law. It was a matter of whoever was the stronger could get the best from other people. And the mustadafun, the downtrodden, the underprivileged, they had no chance or opportunity to get themselves out of the situation that they were trapped in. And also, the rights of women were treated like a commodity. They didn't have a right of ownership of anything. And also, the laws of the so-called laws of slavery that they had was pretty much cruel, and there were no ways that those slaves could get themselves out of that situation. So in that situation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started his mission, and he was not backing off. He continued step by step, little by little. In the description of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that we were a very small community, and this small community in that difficult time, it was like a tree that is raised in a desert. إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الْبَرِّيَّةَ أَسْلَبُ عُودًا. Imam Ali says, a tree that is raised in a desert is very solid. The wood in that tree is very solid in comparison to the trees that are raised in better conditions. Why? Because in that circumstances of a desert, a tree learns how to survive and builds a very strong nature. So at the time of the Prophet, those people who joined the Islamic community at the beginning, they were very strong people. It's very different according also to the verses of the law, يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلْ. It's not equal. Those who joined the community of Islam before the triumph of Mecca and after it. Because at that time, or even you can say it about Hijrah as well, those who joined Islam, embraced Islam before Hijrah, those who embraced Islam during the time of the persecution in Mecca, they had strong characters. And these strength in the character helped them and helped the community in the continuation of the process. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
يا مسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صل على محمد صلوا عليه يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked how harsh conditions would actually help in the creation of a strong community or a strong characters. And it has a lesson for us as well that if you want to train and educate a person, it's good that in some levels we expose them to difficulty. So this is the level of community building. Community building was not just political, it was also a spiritual one by one. So we said that the message of the Prophet, it had some issues with the ideology of the pagans. The ideology of the pagans was the source of legitimacy for their power. And when the Prophet ﷺ started his mission, automatically and naturally they would be offended because he was questioning the source of their power. And then we said that community building was part of that project, but this community building is not just a political community building. It is education one by one. For every individual, they have to receive proper education. And by education, we have to explain the concept of tazkiyah and ta'lim, according to the verses of the Holy Quran. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who raised among the Ummiyin, one translation is the Gentiles. He raised among the Gentiles Rasulan, an apostle from them. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He recites for them the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He purifies them, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ الْحِكْمَةَ, and he teaches them the scripture and the wisdom. So this education has several elements. One of them is recitation of the verses of the Holy Quran. This is one of them, the beginning level. And then tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is very important. That is where we say that community building is not just a political, social act. It's an act of education at individual level. So purifies them. There are certain inclinations, certain desires, carnal desires within our souls that should be controlled. Otherwise, they're gonna get us into dirty things. Purification means that when a soul is trained and is taught how to control these carnal desires. So this is the job of the Prophet, to train, educate, and teach people how to control, how to manage these desires, which is called purification. And then يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, teaches them this scripture. So the first was recitation. Now this is teaching. Teaching is different, or learning about the book is different than just knowing how to recite the book. And then last but not least is teaching wisdom. So sometimes you know something, meaning that you have the information. Sometimes you have the wisdom. It's not just the information, it's the way of thinking. Wisdom is something that is needed to be taught to a person. If a person has learned wisdom from a good instructor, then he knows how to deal with other situations that are different than this situation at hand. So this is the set of things that is the package of education at the level of community building. Community building is not that, for example, okay, we have a political goal that is to overthrow these pagans, and whoever is with us, let's go. No, we have to have these values established within our members before we start a campaign for the outside world. So this community building also has some other elements that inshallah we will continue to cover in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.